Good morning, everyone. News Talk 1230 KFJB, and we do indeed have Art Garfunkel on the phone. Hi, Art.
Hi, Kyle. You have a lovely radio voice. This is your calling, Kyle.
Oh, you are way too kind. I appreciate that, sir.
And talent is talent.
Oh, and speaking of voices, one of the things I wanted to ask you right off the bat is, how is your voice? I know you had some vocal cord problems a few years back, and I saw you in Iowa City last year. You sounded great. But are you back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, those days are over. Those vocal problem days, over.
Well, that's good. Absolutely.
Just 1 second. I need to sort something out.
Okay. Live radio. This is great. Art Garfunkel joining us on the phone. And in case folks don't know, Art is going to be in concert at Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Paramount Theater this Friday at 8 o'clock. And that's why we're talking to Art. And Art, talk about, if you wouldn't mind, first discovering your voice as a youngster growing up in Queens, because you have a very special voice. At what age did you first discover this?
Well, you know, as we get older, we have certain notions about ourselves, so we say it, and then it becomes fixed, and before you know it, that's your story, whether it's true or not. But I truly believe at 5 years old, there in Queens, I was playing with my pink punch ball in the alleyway, and as I was playing games, how many times out of 100 tries can my ball hit that little screen up in the attic? As I played, I sang songs I knew from the radio. And this is the 40s we're talking about, Kyle. Nat King Cole songs and Joe Stafford. Whoever could really sing good, my ear could catch that. I don't know why others didn't, and it was a delight to imitate. And I was the middle of three boys, so I had my own entertainment. I was a sports-minded kid, and I wrestled with my brothers, but mostly I sang to myself these pop tunes. I was a crooner. So I was 5 years old when I had a friend. The friend was my own singing.
Wow. That is amazing story, Art. Absolutely. Well, it's interesting I'm talking to you on this date, because on this date in 1981 was the Central Park concert, your reunion with Paul Simon. On this date in 1981, I happened to look at this date in rock history, and that it came up as happening today. What are your memories of that reunion? Because there were 500,000 people at Central Park.
Now, just before I answer, Kyle, I want to honor my wife, the love of my life, because yesterday was our 30th anniversary.
Wow.
So love even beats show business.
Congrats.
Well, I was right. I'm very in love with my wife. After all these years, well, we always tease each other. After all these years, honey. My memories of that wonderful show was, it was every bit as blissful as it seemed to be. The truth comes out on the TV screen. I run into it once in a while on my cable television, and there we are, blissed out. The two of us were so pleased, because in my business, it's record sales and attendance at shows that gives you your score. You know, everything else about how great you are and people and what they say is hype. Words are cheap. But if they bought your ticket and they show up, or if they buy your album, there's the truth. And so Paul and I turned to each other. I said to Paul, I knew we did something right in the 60s. I didn't know it was this right.
Wow.
Because we were floored. It was a rainy day. The sky cleared at 4 or 5 in the afternoon. We did our usual sound check. This one was different. We had Lorne Michaels, the Saturday Night Live genius. He helped us with the camera work, and we were playing to camera in the sound check, trying to be very broadcasted, aware that there might be 500,000 people. So you have to relate to those people way out under the trees. But the camera and the lens, even though it's 100 feet away, is intimate. It picks up every little corner of your mouth, every lift of the eyebrow. So you're playing two realities. And that was what my chore was. And I was busy as a workaholic.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And it comes across on film. There's no doubt about it. You guys really enjoyed yourselves.
Yeah, we were so happy.
On this date in 1981, you and Paul play before 500,000 people in Central Park. Just amazing. If you wouldn't mind, Art, talk a little bit about your walking across America, because I know you're an avid walker.
Well, one day in the early 80s, I was with my friend Gail Simon, no relation to Paul. I was in my kitchen in Manhattan, and I wanted some exercise, and I put on my sneakers. And Gail and I crossed Central Park, and I kept going northwest across Columbia College, where I went to college, and across Grant's Tomb, and up to the George Washington Bridge, and across to Jersey. I had lunch, and I carried on west across Jersey. Kyle, it only takes 8 days to cross Jersey, and I began to think, this is what I'll do. I'll carry my paperback book. I love to read. I'll stop off at simple 2-3-star motels. And this is exercise, and this is the answer to the claustrophobia of New York City. We don't get much sky, we Manhattanites. And it was wonderfully good exercise to just carry on out there. 8 days later, I was in Pennsylvania. I came home, I lived my life for months, and found another opportunity to do another week and pick up exactly where I left off. And with 40 of these installments, 40 trips, picking up where I left off, I reached the Pacific Ocean. I'm a nutcase.
That is a simply amazing story, Art.
One day a cop stopped me. It was so laconic, is that the word? So casual. I was in Nebraska. He stops. He gets my attention. I stop. He says, "What are you doing? We've been tracking you for quite a few miles. What are you doing?" And this came out of my mouth. I don't know how I say these things. You know how Thomas Jefferson put the Declaration of Independence? He put it in that we are dedicated, we Americans, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm doing the pursuit of happiness thing right now.
Amazing. simply amazing. And Art, I know you love to write poetry. I saw you, like I said, in Iowa City last year, and in between songs, you would share little bits of poetry. How long, and I think, if I remember correctly, you were talking about putting together a collection and eventually releasing it.
It came out last year, Kyle. Well, what is it all but luminous? What is vision except this thing that we tear up and look through? It came out last year. It's a dangerous word. Poetry. I don't think people like that word. They shy away. But I put some of these pieces, they're a minute or so, half a page. They're poignant. They set up the next tune. You got to come to the show and see what I mean.
Amazing. Yeah, you are going to be at Cedar Rapids Paramount Theater Friday night, 8 o'clock, and be sure to catch Art Garfunkel. And Art, are you doing, you know, a lot of your solo stuff as well as Paul Simon and your material?
50-50, yeah. Okay. I've made a whole bunch of albums. I'm very proud of All I Know and Heart in New York. I have my solo hits. Do you know Bright Eyes, Kyle?
I sure do, yeah.
Oh, good. It's dangerous to put someone on the spot with that question.
No. That's a great song. In fact,
yeah, I love it.
Angel Clare, your album, is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I think, All I Know and Old Man, great tunes. But as far as songwriters are concerned, I know you cite Paul Simon is one of the great American songwriters, but I think you would agree Jimmy Webb is right there as well.
How about Randy Newman?
Oh.
What a great writer. We have great writers.
Yeah, no doubt about it, sir. Well, Art, I'm going to let you go. I know you've got other interviews to do. Art Garfunkel joining us today live on the radio. It's been a while since I've done a live interview. So.
It's my pleasure, Mr. Martin. I'm an old-fashioned guy.
I love it. Art, thank you so much. Take care of yourself, all right?
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.